I'm calling for the UFO Reporting Center in Washington.
Yes?
We understand you saw something in the sky early this morning.
Yes, I did.
I wonder if we could get a description of that. Everything exactly what happened right from the beginning.
Well, I was driving home from Boise.
Uh-huh.
I've been out with a friend, and it was kind of late. It was probably about 1:45. And I had my window down because I was trying to stay awake. I was not drunk. I had not been partying. And there is virtually no traffic on that back road early at night. I mean, late at night like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was not particularly aware of anything bizarre, you know, jumping around in the sky or anything like that. I actually thought it was an airplane until it seemed to get lower and lower and lower. And I thought, gee, well, this guy's kind of low. That's crazy. You know, I know what an airplane's supposed to be doing, and it's certainly not supposed to be doing that out in farm country. And I thought, well, he's going to try to land on the road. He must be in trouble. And I thought, man, his landing lights are really pretty light, or pretty, you know, bright for being on a small airplane.
Yes.
Because it was small. My father flies private planes, so I know what a private plane looks like when it's trying to land. And I know that every private plane has a landing beacon on it, a red and white flashing beacon. It didn't have that. I thought, wow, this guy must be in real trouble. And I kept driving. The craft was coming towards me, and I was going towards it. And I got pretty concerned that he was going to try to land on that road, so I started to pull off to the side while keeping moving, of course, stay out of his way. And I thought, gee, this guy is nuts, until it flew over my car, and I knew it wasn't an airplane. It's going to sound totally insane, but it looked just like the flying sub from Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea. Honest to God.
Just kind of torpedo-shaped?
Excuse me?
Kind of torpedo-shaped?
Well...
Or a cigar?
No, it was flat. With a bump in the middle. Do you remember the series Voyage to the Bottom in the Sea?
Yes, yes, now
okay.
I do.
The flying set, that's exactly what it looked like. It had a green light on the left tip and a red light on the right tip, and the landing lights were situated just below the bump, and the light and the windows were right above that.
Now this round top, did that appear as a dome of some kind?
Well, there's a definite bump. There was not exactly wings on the creature or whatever it was, but like flat spaces in a hump in the middle.
Right, okay. Did you see any other openings, any openings at all?
Excuse me?
Did you see any openings in the object?
Yes, the windows directly above the bright white lights.
There were windows?
Yes.
Okay, were these round?
No, they were vertical.
Okay, how many were there? Do you remember? Four?
Four.
Okay. And were these lighted windows?
Yes, they were like backlit, you know, like...
Interior lighting?
Yes, like interior lighting.
Okay, which color was that?
Well, I would say pale colored, not green like would be from an aircraft panel's type thing, because I've flown with my father quite a few times at night, and the panel lighting is pale green or pale blue. I've never seen it pale yellow or like indoor lights would be.
Yes.
Anything like that. They're always pale green or pale blue to minimize the strain on eyes, I suppose. But it was so strange because I know what an aircraft looks like, and I know what planes look like. And the only thing that really threw me was when it flew over my car, you know, passed over, and I passed under it, was that as it passed over, it tilted so I could see those windows. And I swear it didn't look like an airplane. I swear it didn't. And I thought, good God. You know, it was just like a split-second thing. I realized that I had not seen just an airplane, but it was something else. And I was too scared to stop, so I kept going a little ways, and then I did stop my car and looked back, and it had continued to go out over the fields. And the two things that really, you know, make me question in my mind whether it was a regulation aircraft was that, one, I had my window halfway down, and an aircraft that's that close off the ground that you can see the landing lights on it is going to have some sound. You will be able to see the movement of the prop, even though it's at night, because the prop is in front of those landing lights.
Right.
And you can see that going around. There was not on this one, and there was no sound.
Okay, now, did this approach you directly? Did it come down over the road?
Yeah.
And then it came over, directly over the top of your car,
mm-hmm.
right?
And it continued on behind me.
Okay, now...
And that's the other thing. It was going in the wrong direction. Boise Airport is out more towards the west. And this craft was flying directly east, or probably southeast, in a direction opposite of the airport. And to my knowledge, there's no Air Force base out that way.
Okay, can you give me an estimate as to how high that was above you as it passed overhead?
Well, let's see. How tall is the regulation telephone pole?
Oh, wow. I'd say about probably 75 feet.
Okay, it was probably about four or five telephone poles above me.
Okay.
It was close enough. It looked like it was an aircraft settling down when it was still far away, when all I could see was the landing lights, bright white lights, you know.
Okay. Was there any other lighting effect around the object itself other than those lights that you saw?
You mean a glowing effect?
Right.
Not at all. But there was like a quarter moon out last night, so there was some moonlight, and that's the only way I was able to determine the shape. And, I mean, I was completely lucid at the time. I had not been partying, and it was so strange that I should even, you know, think of that. Because, like I said, I know aircraft. My parents fly aircraft.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing, I've been trying to talk myself out of it all day. I told my boyfriend, he told me I was nuts. And I've been trying to talk myself out of it, except the two things, it was flying in the wrong direction and there was no sound. And that is freaky.
Okay, would you say that this was a solid metallic object?
Yes.
Okay. Now, can you give us any estimate of size?
It was a little larger than, say, a Cessna 150.
Okay.
It had a broader wingspan. Maybe it looked like it was broader because it seemed so flat in between, you know, whereas a Cessna is tall. It has fixed gear. Maybe it seemed wider, but it definitely seemed wider to me than, say, a Cessna 150.
Okay. Now, is this object... went over you and then started moving away from you. Did you watch it until it actually just disappeared in the distance?
Yes.
Okay. Was there any change in those lights at all at any time that you were watching it? Brightness or color?
Well, once the craft had passed over me, I couldn't see the landing lights anymore, but I could see the red and green lights
right.
as they went past. And, well, now that I think about it, and that's the other strange thing, is that if it were an aircraft, it would have the red and white blinker beacon on the tail, and it didn't.
Uh-huh.
Or a yellow and white, anyway, and it didn't have that.
Okay.
So I watched the red and green lights as far as I could, but, you know, after a while, you lose color and depth perception on the green, and red is all you can see, and once it blended in with the city lights, I couldn't see it anymore.
Okay, when you pulled over and the object came overhead, did you have any problems with your car? Did the lights dim or the engine break up at all?
Not that I remember or noticed or anything.
Okay.
I was just concerned that the guy was trying to land. Like I said, up until the last, you know, few seconds that it passed over me, I thought it was an aircraft trying to land on the roadway out of, you know, emergency. Because they've had a real rash of private planes not being able to find airports around here, and so they've been landing on the highways right and left, and the newsmen have been making quite much fun of it, you know. But it's not too funny, because I've been up there when they couldn't find an airplane, or airport, I mean. So I was just trying to help the guy out, and then when it passed overhead, I knew it wasn't an aircraft.
About what would you say would be the duration of the time you observed that object?
Well, I didn't notice that it appeared, you know, or anything weird like that. I just became aware of it because it was so bright. The lights were so bright.
Right.
And I watched it for a while, and it seemed to curve from my right-hand side going towards Caldwell, Idaho. It would probably have come out of the northeast if I have my directions correct. Okay? And it curved southwards towards Boise. And came over the road and seemed to follow the road for a while, and then it veered off towards Boise, which would have carried it off into the southeastern direction.
Okay. Now...
And it seemed so slow. That's what caught my attention first off was the bright lights, and then how low he seemed to be getting and how slow he was going. I thought that's why it made me think that there was an aircraft trying to land on the roadway.
Okay. Do you feel that you were actually singled out or picked for this close approach that this thing took towards you?
No, because there was another car approaching me at the same time.
I see. Okay.
And if he was singling me out, he would have turned around and followed me back to Caldwell, and he didn't. He didn't follow the other car either. He just came to keep going across the field.
Okay. You didn't have any feeling of being watched?
Not particularly.
Okay. But this thing did tilt just about the time it came over you?
Yeah, like he was trying to observe our two cars passing, because our two cars passing, the car had passed me just about the time the craft tilted. I mean, car had passed me, so there was no reflection of his lights into my eyes, you know?
Okay. And then that other car just proceeded down the road out of sight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which road were you traveling, actually?
I think it's Highway 25. It's out of the backside of Boise.
And that goes directly into Caldwell?
Yes.
Okay.
Interstate 80 runs around the west side of Boise, and I think it's 25 that comes out of the east side of Boise. I feel kind of silly now, but I'm curious, you know? Just really curious to find out if anybody else saw something the same,
yes,
same type of thing.
I did. A Caldwell police officer did.
He did?
Yes.
Really?
I dig out the report here. Saw it at about 2 a.m. He didn't actually see as good a description of the fuselage as you did,
yeah,
but he did see the lights very distinctly, and he said that they were obviously attached to a very solid body of some kind, but it was much too dark for him to see the fuselage.
Oh, my God.
And he called here direct to report it.
Oh, my God.
Two bright white lights, one red light, one green light, apparently attached to an NVO,
yeah,
which is non-visible object.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
And we're getting a rash of these reports of similar objects all over the western United States.
Oh, my goodness.
So, okay, is there anything else you can add to this? Have you had any problems since this experience? Did you have any dreams after you got back?
Not really. I've been terribly upset today, but it's been a rash of other things, I think. I don't think that would have anything to do with it. I was frightened, but once I got over my fright, I was very curious,
uh-huh,
more than anything else.
Okay. What was your opinion of the UFO mystery before this happened?
Well, intellectually, I could admit to myself that there's got to be life other than on, you know, good old Mother Earth.
Yes.
Because, well, just by, well, you're getting into a whole philosophy type trip that way, but I believe that there was life on other planets besides ours, for crying out loud, for sure. But I had questioned a lot of the, quote, sightings, because people get very excited, and unfortunately in this good old U.S. of A of ours, not a whole lot of people are really well educated. I mean, not every kid in 9 out of 10 has a college education and is not taught to, you know, accurately question things that go on in this world.
Right.
And so I questioned quite a few of them, but I did, you know, admit to myself the possibility that there might be life on other planets, yeah.
Okay.
But I didn't know how many would have the technology or anything like that to, you know, check out our planet. What would they want with ours? Really? We got enough problems of our own.
That we have.
Really?
Well, we sure appreciate your talking to us, and if we get any more information on this, well, we'll get back to you and let you know.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
UFO Reporting Center?
Yeah. Down here in Caldwell?
Yes.
I'm a police officer, and last night, I observed an object. It was about, 2,500 meters from me, on an angle of about 45 degrees, flying. At first I thought it was an aircraft, a Piper Cub, but it was flying slower than an aircraft or a Piper Cub would at its stall speed.
Yes.
And it had two real bright landing lights. Now, we just put a new airport in out here. And it was, at first it looked to me like it was trying to find the approach pattern for it. But I don't think so. And the other thing that struck me about it is the running lights on it were reversed. There would be a, in other words, the red was to the left, or to the port side rather than starboard side.
Mm-hmm.
And the green was just opposite. Now, this was about 0 to 100 hours. And I was going to get it with my spotlight, and I backed off because about that time I started having some dogs howling, which indicated possibly some criminal activity, and I pulled off and went over to that area, which was, you know, fairly close to where I was, and there, you know, to see what was causing the dogs to howl, and I could find nothing, and I didn't even think about looking back, but the object wasn't there anymore.
Did you actually see the fuselage or outline of the object?
No, I couldn't make an outline out. But if it were an aircraft, it'd have to be one of the slowest aircrafts I've ever seen.
Okay. How about altitude and distance from you?
Okay, from my position, it was on an azimuth of about, I'd say, north, okay. It was at about 2,500 meters from me, at about a 45-degree angle,
mm-hmm.
40 to 45-degree angle. I would say probably altitude would be somewhere around, 500 feet.
Okay. Any sound at all?
That's the other thing that kind of puzzled me. I didn't hear any sound at all.
Was this thing on the move?
Yes, it was moving.
Okay.
It was moving on a west-easterly pattern. I would say, yeah, basically west-east, possibly a little east-southeast direction.
Okay, now...
Primarily east.
Could you give us any estimate on the size?
Like I say, it was... Would have been larger than a standard single engine aircraft.
Okay.
But again, the main reason I'm reporting it was we had another report of it tonight, and the other person that was reporting it was probably 25 to 30 miles from my area.
Okay.
And again, like I say, it was odd. And I thought at the time, God, that's a slow-moving aircraft. And the fact that I didn't hear any sound was odd. And like I said, I almost hit it with a spotlight, threw the spotlight on it. But I didn't.
Now, those barking dogs, was that quite widespread?
No, because there's only one or two dogs. I was in what we call our industrial area.
I see.
And the dogs in our industrial area were barking. And there were a couple of them out there, and I could find no activity, no strange vehicles. You know, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you get to know what vehicles are supposed to be where.
Right.
And there were no vehicles in my area that weren't supposed to be there. There was no suspicious activity, no criminal activity that I could find.
Okay. And that other party that called in, did anyone record the name of the witness?
It should be on a CR.
Okay.
At the Caldwell Police Department, I believe that information was left for you.
Okay.
I know our dispatcher called it in.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and we'll get on this, and if we come up with any additional information.
Yeah, another thing. Now, I went over to our new airport shortly thereafter, you know, in a routine patrol, and there was no activity there, so I don't think the plane was, you know, whatever it was trying to land.
Okay.
Because that's one thing I got to thinking about. I said, and I did go over to the new airport.
Now, that was 2 a.m. this morning.
It's about, 2 a.m. this date.
Okay. Okay, thanks again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.